Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play this audio for you guys. So this is from 97.1 The Ticket. Now, we like 97.1 The Ticket. We just had somebody on the show from Friday, John Jansen. Shout out to John Jansen. Now, Rob found this. So good job by you, Rob. This is their morning show. This is from earlier today. So this is Wednesday. We in Kansas City have moved on. I'm not too interested in talking to you guys about the Sunday night football game from a couple of nights ago. What is there to talk about? The Chiefs won. That's not the case in Detroit. They're still complaining about Sunday night.
So Brian Branch pulls up, okay? He pulls up because Mahomes is going to score.
Doesn't need to light him up and get a penalty.
Yeah. He pulls up and he slightly bumps him. Patrick Mahomes turns and looks at Brian Branch, spins the football at his feet, points in his face, gestures again, flexes, and runs off the field. Four taunts. Four. That's 15, 15 more, oh. 15 more, and 15 more.
Wow.
That's a 60-yard penalty. He taunted him four times. Did he get flagged? No. You know, Brian Branch has shown up on the NFL's game day accountability list more than any other player this year. This will be his fourth time. One of his accountability penalties for the very random amount of $11,593 was for taunting, okay? Mahomes taunted Branch four times on the touchdown when Branch pulled up and could have lit him up.
Do you think that we will see this week on the accountability list when they start handing out the fines for the week, Juju Smith-Schuster will get fined for his hit on Brian Branch that was unflagged? Because they will fine you for stuff that was unflagged.
Yes.
And do you think that Patrick Mahomes will get flagged for taunting?
I don't know.
He's not going to get flagged four times for the same taunt. But
no, he should.
Amen. I want to give this message out there. And Rob, I don't know if you're going to clip this. I don't have any control over what gets clipped, but I want to tell you guys one thing that I want to apply this to everybody that watches football. I don't care if you're in the media. I don't care if you're a fan, a texter, a caller, emailer. I don't care. If you are complaining that taunting penalties were not flagged, that's as down bad as you can possibly be. That is the lowest you can possibly be as an NFL fan. If you are mad that the quarterback who scored a rushing touchdown spun the ball in the defensive player's face, I don't ever want to hear you talk about how the game has gotten soft. I don't ever want to hear you talk about back in my day or how it used to be and that the game is less physical and now you want the big bad referees to throw a penalty because the quarterback spun the ball in the defensive player's face. I'm going to say, I've been real disappointed in how Detroit has handled this ass whooping that they got on Sunday Night Football. It started with Brian Branch saying that he felt that he was being bullied by the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, this is a defensive player, a safety, a guy who's supposed to penalize you when you go over the middle of the field. He said that he reacted that way because the other NFL players are picking on him. They're not being nice. They push him around. They block him, and they're a little bit too rough. So after the game, he got mad. And instead of doing something during the 60 minutes that the game was actually going on, after the game, when nobody is expecting any shenanigans, he went up and punched Juju Smith-Schuster. No, now we wanted a 60-yard penalty on the quarterback for taunting. This reminds me of that one scene in Remember the Titans. You guys remember whenever Sunshine said to let the defensive player through, and then he flipped him, and then the coach went over there and was like, that's a flag! That's a flag! And like, for what? Like, on the quarterback, he spun the ball and flexed in his face, and you wanted the officials to throw a flag? I thought you guys were the organization that was talking about biting kneecaps. I thought this was the Motor City. I thought it was about toughness, blue-collar town. You want taunting penalties in the National Football League? I've been real disappointed in the Detroit Lions. I honestly thought they were a little bit better than this, and I'm serious. I thought they were better than this. I thought they were true gentlemen, and I thought they could accept the loss that they had on Sunday Night Football. I don't know how 3 days later they are struggling this much.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It makes no sense to me. None. What do I always say about people who complain about the refs? It is the march of the losers. If people in Detroit were complaining, was it now 4 days later, 3 days later? If they were complaining that, hey, the Chiefs beat us because we were hurt, I would think it's a little bit lame, but I would listen to those conversations. If you're saying, oh, I wish, you know, we were healthier. I wish, hey, that call in the first quarter hadn't been reversed. I would at least hear those conversations, whatever. But asking the quarterback to get a taunting penalty, a 60-yard taunting penalty, no shameful. Less, is just shameful.
Really quickly, I just want to, I'm sorry to cut you off. This man wanted, he wanted the king size penalty too, not just a regular 15. The regular 15, that might just be the fun size. Then you get hit with anything more than a 15. That's when you get hit with the regular size. No, he wanted the four pack. He wanted the family, a 60-yard penalty. Come on now. I'm sorry. Come on now. We ain't here talking about sportsmanship in the National Football League. What's going on? You're triggered because he tried to shake Brian Branch's hand. You're triggered because he spun the ball on the ground. What are we doing here? This is supposed to be football, is it not? Y'all the main ones talk about how soft the game has gotten, and now we want taunting penalties? Nah, man, not back in my day, man. Back in my day, we would have the icky shuffle. Back in my day, we had choreographed dances, spike the ball, get in the end zone. What happened to the U? What happened to the 90s Cowboys? What happened to Deion Sanders, who would start high-stepping at the 15, 20-yard line, letting you know how slow you were? That's how we grew up. And now we want taunting penalties on the quarterback? Unacceptable behavior. That's what
he
it is.
He wants him to catch a fine, too.
Unacceptable. He wants him to get fined. He wants him to take money out of his pocket. That man trying to take food off of Sterling's plate. How dare you do that to Bronze? Bronze want the new Hot Wheel. Christmas coming up. You trying to take money out of Pat's pocket, out of his Christmas fund. Unacceptable. That's what it is, Rob. It's unacceptable.
It's quite literally sad. For an organization that I felt like was one of the more physically intimidating, tough, hey, blue collar, nose the grindstone type of franchise. I thought Dan Campbell was installing culture. That culture apparently stops at the walls of the facility because the radio host complaining about taunting. 3 days later, on Monday, I would still think it's lame, but at least it makes sense. It's Wednesday. Move on. You have the Bucks in 4 days or 5 days, whatever. Talk about that.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. I'm serious. It's crazy, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm serious. I don't know.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.